Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 10th of March 2024. Original date 13th of February 1999. Title: Together with the incarnation of Shiva on this day, you children have to become incarnations of economy with your precious treasure of thoughts. Today, Trimurti Shiv Baba has come to meet his extremely beloved and sweetest Saligram children. Today is the special day of Shiva and the Saligrams. Baba is pleased because he has to come to meet his children and to celebrate their birthday. And you children say that you have come to celebrate the birthday of your father. The father is happy and the children are also happy. Why? Because this birthday is the most unique and loveliest one in the whole cycle. Throughout the whole cycle, no one else can celebrate such a birthday. At no other time can children and their father be born at the same moment. This doesn't happen at any other time for anyone else. So first of all, Bap Dada gives all the children multi-million times greetings. Greetings with a lot of love from the hearts of all the children have been reaching Bap Dada from Amrit Vela onwards. Seeing so many Saligram children, Bap Dada sings the song in his heart. Wah, Saligram children, wah. Wah, you long lost and now found children. Wah, wah, beloved children, wah. Wah, you children who are celebrating your alaukik birthday. Bap Dada sings the song of wah, wah to each of you children, because out of the souls of the whole world, there are only you few children who have become multi-million times fortunate and who will also remain fortunate in the future. You will remain fortunate in an immortal way for half a cycle. This blessing is not just for one birth. You have been given this immortal blessing for many births. To what extent do you children remain aware of your self-respect? As soon as you children take birth in this alaukik life, the Father gives you your unlimited inheritance for your alaukik birthday. The moment you children took birth, the Father gave each of you your elevated tilak of awareness. You still have those tilaks on you, do you not? Since this is your Brahmin life, those tilaks are imperishable. The tilaks on the foreheads of you Brahmins are the sign of your elevated fortune. All of you children here, as well as all the children who are sitting far away, are celebrating this lovely and unique birthday with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. You are celebrating it, are you not? You are all happy that the Father is celebrating your birthday, and the Father is happy that you are celebrating his birthday. You are all so happy. Can you measure your happiness? Is it measurable? No meter has yet been invented in this world to measure your alaukik happiness. If someone were to ask you if your happiness is as vast as the ocean, what would you say? That the ocean is nothing compared to your happiness. Acha, is your happiness as high as the sky? Your home and your subtle region are far beyond the sky. Therefore, there is no instrument to measure your happiness, nor will there be one to measure it. You have so much happiness. Therefore, clap with one hand. Everyone waved. You all raised your hand saying that you have this happiness. So, congratulations. Now for the second question. All of you have understood it, and so you are amused. Bap Dada wants to see every child as a spiritual rose in full bloom, not in half bloom. It must be constant and fully bloomed. A flower in full bloom is so lovely. It is a pleasure just to look at it. However, if it were even slightly wilted, what would you do? You would put it aside. Bap Dada does not put you aside, but you put yourselves on one side. Today is a day for celebration, is it not? You always listen to each Murli anyway. Today you can dance and sing in your mind with a lot of happiness. Dance in your mind, not with your feet. If you start dancing physically, there will be a lot of chaos. Bap Dada can see when you children are dancing and also singing lots of songs in praise of the sweetest Father and your own alaukik life. The sounds of your minds reach Baba. The sound is coming from all countries. You are hearing the Father's sound, and the Father is hearing your sound. The Father also says, "Hey, loveliest children of the world, sing and dance as much as you want. What else do you have to do? What do Brahmins have to do? What is having yoga all about? Is it hard work? To have yoga means for a soul to have a meeting with the Supreme Soul, God. What happens when this meeting takes place? You dance in happiness. Your heart automatically starts to sing sweet songs of praise to the Father. This is the work that you Brahmins do. You just continue to sing and dance. Is this difficult? Is it difficult to sing and dance? It isn't, is it? Those who find it difficult, raise your hands. Nowadays, it is the season for singing and dancing. And so what do you have to do? Sing and dance. This is easy, is it not? If it is easy, at least nod in agreement. It isn't difficult, is it? Why do you purposely move away from something easy or change it and make it difficult? It is not difficult. It is very easy. The Father knows that for half a cycle, the lives you had were very difficult. Therefore, it is very easy at this time. Does anyone here find this difficult? Do you sometimes find it difficult? When people lose their way and end up on the wrong path, they would find it difficult. This path of knowledge and Brahmins' lives are not difficult. It is when you become warriors instead of Brahmins, and the work of warriors is to fight and quarrel, that is when it is difficult. It is difficult to battle and easy to celebrate with pleasure. Double foreigners are those who celebrate in pleasure. Clap with one hand. You are enjoying yourselves now, but don't become confused when you return home. The Shiv Jayanti of today symbolizes two important things. Firstly, people hold a fast or make a vow on this day. Double foreigners do not have to celebrate it in this way. It is the people of Bharat who celebrate in this way, and so, because of the importance of this day, they hold a fast. The second thing is that they stay awake throughout the night. All of you are observing your fast, are you not? Is the vow that you made firm? Or is it sometimes firm and sometimes weak? Do you like anything that tastes unripe? You only like things that are ripe, do you not? So what vow have you made? What first vow did Bap Dada have you make? What was the first vow you made when you had a tilak of awareness put on you? Do you remember it? The vow of complete purity. As soon as the father said it, you children adopted it. The vow of purity is not just a vow of celibacy, brahmachari, but it is to remain pure in every thought, word and deed you think, speak and do, the same as Brahma. This is known as brahmachari, celibate, and brahmachari, one who follows Brahma. Let vibrations of purity be merged in every word you speak. Let every thought you have be filled with a recognition of the importance of purity. Experience being a karma yogi, that is, remain in yoga in every action you perform. This is what is meant as being a brahmachari. You saw how every word Father Brahma spoke was an elevated version. He never spoke ordinary words. Your birth too is not ordinary. It is alaukik, spiritual. To be alaukik means to have complete purity. Therefore, become your own teacher and check yourself every night and give yourself your percentage of marks. You have to become 100%. Watch yourself every day. Don't watch others. Bap Dada has seen that instead of looking at yourselves, you start to watch others. That is easy to do. So each of you should examine yourself and see what percentage of purity you have in your thoughts, words, and actions. What message did you give everyone this year? At all the functions you had, you spoke about transformation. Wherever you gave a lecture, you spoke well about the topic of transformation. On the field of service this year, you gave others the aim of transformation, did you not? You gave this message to everyone with a lot of splendor. Bap Dada is pleased. Therefore, check yourself every day to see what percentage of transformation is taking place within you. You should be transforming into your ascending stage, not your descending stage. Bap Dada looks at the chart of every child. Perhaps you're wondering whether Baba looks at everyone's chart, or only at the chart of a few special children. Whether it is a child who comes last or a child going fast, Bapdada sees the charts of all of you children from time to time, not all the time. You are laughing, and so should Bapdada tell you what he saw in the charts? Today is a day for celebration, so Baba will not tell you. However, Baba is signalling you that you must remember in future how important this day and time is. It is the day and time of maintaining your fast, that is, of having a determined thought. True devotees never break their vow. Bapdada is once again signalling you children that even now your first foundation of the power of thought is sometimes being wasted too much. Negative thoughts are a little less than wasteful thoughts. Increase your power of thoughts for yourself and for the world as much as you want, because your thoughts are the basis of your words and actions. So transform the power of your thoughts. Transform whatever is waste and negative and use it in the task of world benefit. Bapdada considers the treasure of thoughts to be the most precious treasure. Therefore, become incarnations of economy with your treasure of thoughts. Today is known as the day of incarnation. So Bapdada's pure desire for all the children is that, as well as today being the day of the incarnation of Shiva, let it also become the day when all of you become incarnations of economy. When you are economical with your thoughts, that is, when you stop your thoughts being wasteful, you will automatically be economical with all your other treasures. What will happen in 1999? 1999 has already begun. Previously, you were wondering what would happen in 1999. Did anything happen? It is now already February. Even if something does happen, what does that matter to you? Would there be any loss for you? Are you afraid? Are you afraid because of not knowing what is going to happen? Everything for you will be good. No matter what happens in the world, you simply have to remain fearless and cheerful and watch the drama. In a drama, as well as love, they also show blood. As well as good things, they also show fighting. So, are you afraid in that drama about what will happen or what happened? Do you wonder what will happen? Do you just simply continue to sit and enjoy the drama? This too is an unlimited play. If you have the slightest fear about what was shown happening, or you think that it should not have happened like that, then if you have such a stage, you would be affected by it. When something good is shown taking place, you would have a good stage, and when something is shown going wrong in the play, you would also become affected by that and experience turmoil inside yourself. Therefore, what does it matter to you whether it is 1999 or 2000? Let the games continue. Simply watch and enjoy them. Don't become afraid. Don't become upset by wondering why something happened. Don't have the slightest thought about it. Everyone is asking what is going to happen in 1999, or whether anything is going to happen or not. Bapdada says, all of you have given the elements of nature the task of cleaning everything. You have given nature long brooms so that they can clean everything. Therefore, why are you afraid? Nature will cleanse everything according to your orders, and so why are you afraid? You are the ones who have issued this order. So become unshakable and immovable, and make your minds and intellects completely powerful. Stabilize yourselves in the unshakable and immovable stage. Continue to watch the games of nature. Don't be afraid. You are alaukik, not ordinary. It is ordinary people who shake and become afraid. You, unique, master or mighty authority souls, just need to watch the drama and remain busy in your task of world benefit. If you don't keep your minds and intellects busy, you do then become afraid. If you make your minds and intellects lighthouses and keep busy in the task of spreading that light, then you busy souls would never have any time to be afraid. By remaining detached observers, if there is any upheaval, your intellects would be constantly kept clear. Don't keep your intellects busy and full of such questions as what or why. Keep them clear. Simply one Father and I. Then, according to the time, even if the post, telephones, TV, or any other means of communication don't work, you will be able to catch Bapdada's directions clearly. Don't ever make the instruments of science your support. Use those instruments, but don't make your life rely on them. Sometimes, even though you have various facilities of science, you are unable to use them. This is why, wherever you are, no matter how adverse the situation you are in is, your means of clear and quick communication will be your power of silence. However, you must keep the lines of your intellects clear. Do you understand? You are invoking the golden age to come soon. There has to be this cleanliness in the golden age. So nature will cleanse everything very well for you. Today is the day to have a determined thought. Not just a thought, but determination in your thought. What determination did you have today? That you have to become an incarnation of economy. To be economical in your thoughts, words, and ordinary actions. Secondly, keep your intellects constantly clear. This is what Bapdada is referring to when he says that the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. An honest and clean heart. At the present time, there is a great need for honesty and cleanliness. Honesty in your heart, honesty with the family, and honesty with the Father. Do you understand? Bapdada didn't want to say anything today, but he said it anyway. Bapdada has great love for you, and so he cannot bear to see even a little weakness in you. Bapdada constantly wants to see every child as perfect as himself. There is upheaval everywhere. All the elements of nature are creating a great deal of upheaval everywhere. Not a single place is free from upheaval. people are in upheaval and so is nature. When there is upheaval everywhere in this world, what will you do? What will be your means of safety at such a time? Are you able to remove yourself from upheaval within a second and make yourself videhi, bodiless, ashariri, bodiless, soul conscious and unshakable? Or will it take you some time to become this? What will happen? Try this now. Are you able to stabilize your minds and intellects when and where you want in a second? Baba conducted drill. This is known as sadhana, spiritual endeavor. Acha. To all the children in this land and abroad who are merged in the Father's love, to all the loving and cooperative children who stabilize themselves in the stage of being brahmachari, to the courageous children who constantly belong to one and who remain economical in every task they do, to the fearless souls who remain unshakable during any upheaval, to those who constantly celebrate in pleasure, to the children who remain close to the Father, love, remembrance and namaste. Baba has received all the cards that the children have sent. Bapdada has seen all the birthday cards that you have sent, and also the Valentine's Day cards some of you have sent. Together with greetings for Shivratri, the Father, the Ocean of Love, is also giving you greetings for Valentine's Day. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. To all the children in all the countries, cities, towns and villages, and most of all, to all the children in the small villages, love, remembrance and congratulations. Congratulations to all of you too. How many congratulations can Baba give? Baba is giving more congratulations than you can accept. Blessing. May you be a great soul and inspire others to surrender with the authority of your love and newness. Whoever comes into contact with you, invite them into such a relationship that, while forming this relationship, they develop a surrendered intellect and say, "Whatever the Father has said is the truth." This is known as having a surrendered intellect. Their questions will then finish. Let them not just say that your knowledge is good, but that this knowledge is new and it will bring the new world. Only when there is this sound will Kumbhakarna awaken. So with the greatness of newness and your balance of love and authority, enable them to surrender in this way, for only then can it be said that the mics have been prepared. Slogan: be loving to the one God, and you will be loved by the world. Om Shanti.